Madam Rowley, what a surprise to see you out and about on such a fine day.
Come, I have something to show you. It will bring you fortune, power, and glory. Come.
Yes, of course. Lead and I shall follow. What is it that you wish me to see? Have you turned the Sultan into an ant, as you said you would? Have you stolen his jewels? I've already been to see you for my yearly fortune-telling, and to be honest, my luck has not improved much. This had better be worth my while.
Wait, oh great one.
Is it? Is this what you disturb my Sunday jaunt for? A lamp?
No. Wait. This lamp has great powers. It can bring you wealth beyond your wildest dreams. To find it, you must travel to China.
China? And will I just happen across it? Or are you forgetting some detail?
Before I divulge anything further, I must warn you, I require payment. I believe a quarter of all you obtain from the lamp to be just a payment.
Continue.
This boy will help you in your task. He alone has the power to remove the lamp from its place. Find him, and the lamp will be yours. You will recognize him by the color of his eyes. They are as blue as the sky. Once you have found the boy, take him to the garden beyond his house. There, under the fig tree, chant the words I tell you, and the cave you seek shall open. Do not forget, you cannot enter the cave, for it is cursed. It is only the chosen one who can retrieve the lamp. Take this ring and rub it when in need. And now for my payment.
Oh. Silence.
Oh, such a distasteful man. I don't know why I do business with him. Oh.
Try around the back.
Good morning, Princess.
Don't let him get away this time! Who's he? Where did he learn how to do that?
Aladdin, Aladdin, how well you look.
How do you know my name?
But don't you recognize me? I'm your father.
What?
your father's brother. Your uncle. And I must say, you look exceptionally like your father.
My father is dead.
Oh, Aladdin, Aladdin, how tragic. Your dear, dear father. Oh, and we were like that. And your mother, how is she? Dead too, I pray. Not. I was hoping she's not too dead.
No, she's very much alive. But she's never mentioned to me that I have an uncle. You don't look like my father. He was much shorter.
Oh, but I've been keeping up my stretching exercises. Anyway, enough of this. You must take your mother these 2 gold coins to provide for your supper. I have come to help you in these troubled times. Come, I shall accompany you.
Mum, look who I've met. It's Dad's long-lost brother, Uncle...
Uncle Sumo. I have waited such a time for the pleasure of meeting you. Your son is so well-behaved, and your home is such a delight.
Why, thank you. But I must say, you don't look very much like my dear departed husband.
No. But we have been raised in different countries and have eaten many different foods. It's not surprising that we don't look alike.
Of course not. I would have recognized you anywhere. You have the blood of my husband, that I can see. Your generosity is most becoming. Please join us for dinner. Aladdin, set another place. Come with me. We shall walk in the garden. We have much to discuss. This is a most unexpected pleasure. Where is it that you come from? Most recently, that is. You say you've been travelling?
Yes. My home is Morocco. I plan to return shortly, but not before I have set up dear little Aladdin in business. In that way, you and he will both prosper. My brother must have planted this tree, for I can sense it. The figs grow in such abundance. It must have grown nurtured and lavished in his love.
No. That's probably because Bonzo uses the tree for his private business.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Actually, the tree has been here ever since I can remember, and it has neither grown in height nor width since Aladdin was a little child.
May I take a closer look?
Ooh!
The roots are healthy. Good.
Really? We never thought much about it. It's a rather ugly tree, I think.
Oh, but you fail to see its inner beauty. Why, it shines with such opportunity and grandeur. Ah, I must get back. I have so much to plan before the end of the day. I shall return for supper tomorrow, and after I shall walk with Aladdin, and together we shall make great plans for the future. Ah, how are we today? I trust you slept well. I must confess to having some difficulty myself. I am so excited at having found you both. Is Aladdin around? I wish to say hello to him.
Well, actually, I sent him off so that we might have more time to talk.
Ah,
Here, Mother, the food for lunch. Would you like me to go to the market to fetch the glasses you ordered?
No, I can do that. Why don't you go with your uncle and discuss how he might be able to help you?
Yes, excellent. Why don't we both go out into the garden? We can sit and talk in the shade of the fig tree.
That tree can hardly offer shade to the dog. Why would we want to sit there when we can have the choice of so many beautiful trees?
Why, Aladdin, you have become so rude. If your uncle wishes to sit beneath the fig tree, then you will do so with pleasure.
Yes, Aladdin, you must listen to your mother's words of wisdom. Come with me. I have something to show you. Now then, Aladdin, I have come to you today to make you a proposition. You shall become wealthy, and you will live well till the end of your days. But in order for this to happen, you must enter a secret cave from which you must retrieve a lamp. Come with me, and I will show you. Camel dung. Little boy's tongue, give only the best to me. Dragon sand, elastic band, open sesame. Now, Aladdin, what you have to do is to enter the cave.
But there's no light down there. Why don't you go down instead?
Aladdin, Aladdin, come hither, boy. You don't seem to appreciate the enormity of what I have shown you. I have done so on the strength of the relationship we have built up over the past few hours. I have shown you these things because I trust and love you, as all uncles should their nephews. Do not disappoint me now. With your help, we shall be able to provide for your mother and for your future. Do you wish to throw away the opportunity to gain this? Come now, let me explain. Within the cave, you shall find three chambers. The first leading to the second. The second leading to the third. In the third cave, you will find a stand on which sits a lamp. Surrounding this lamp are trees laden with jewels more precious than any king might possess. And nephew, what I want you to do is to take the lamp and tie it around your waist, then gather as many jewels as you can and return here. If for my pains, I ask simply for the lamp so that I may be able to light my home when I return there. But for yourself and your dear mother, you shall have the jewels. They will fetch a price on which you will be able to feast, and buy fine clothes for many years to come.
But I don't wish to enter. It could be dangerous down there.
Silence! Now, look, boy. I will not stand for this foolish behavior. Are you not nearing the age of manhood? Here, take this ring. If you need help, rub the ring, and you shall be protected from harm. Now go, do as you are bid. Aladdin, I will not stand for this ungrateful attitude. Go into the cave and fetch the lamp.
Uncle, are you sure I shall be safe down here on my own? I think there might be someone down here with me. Shall I call out and see? Hello? Hello? I've come for the lamp. Do you know where it is? Can you lead me to where it might be?
Thank you. I love that entrance. It's so cool. Hi, I'm Ring Genie Jordan. Hey, what you done with the lights? My shades are too dark for this. Didn't you bring the lights with you?
Where did you come from? Oh, it's you.
Mm-mm. Hey, dude. You got a serious problem with your social group. Right. Now, here's the situation. We're in trouble. Ooh-wee! Ooh, ouch! Ooh! I know. I know exactly what I can do. I've got a good idea. I'll just consult my genie handbook. Here, light another one so I can see. That was quick. Be careful of that spider over there. Whoa! You have to find a way to keep the flame from going out. I'll leave you with the matches while I go and attempt to fetch a barrel from over there. Aladdin, you better watch out for that spider. And that was close.
What are we going to do? We've nearly run out of these sticks. Have you got any more of them with you?
We're going to light the barrel, which will frighten the snakes and should clear a path for us. There's an exit over there by the other barrels. We're going to have to go through there. Light some more matches and throw them to the ground around the barrel. Once we clear the area, we can roll the barrel and roll it towards the exit. I believe this will do the trick. Yes, I know. A wonderful invention. You can buy them in a few hundred years. So I take it you're going first.
Why me?
'Cause you're the chosen one. You're the main man. You're the only one who can retrieve the lamp. Didn't Erasmus explain that to you?
Erasmus? Who's he?
Why, he's the dude that sent you down here. Didn't he explain everything to you? Don't tell me he sent you in here without telling you what you'd be up against.
Genie Jordan.
Jordan. My friends call me Jordan.
Oh, okay. Jordan, if you're a genie, can't you do something to get us across without me having to walk across those stones and all that hot, smoky, bubbling lava? Well?
You see, that's my problem. I'm in training. You see this book? It's the Genie Guide to Situations. I'm only halfway through. I haven't reached L yet. I'm only on the H's.
Well, we're not going to get very far if we stand around talking. Come on, you're coming with me if you like it or not. Do you hear me? Come on, Jordan, let's go right now.
I thought you'd say that. Whoa!
Whoa!
I wonder, will I get the recognition I deserve for doing this? Whoa, easy. Lord have mercy. Somebody trying to kill me.
Jordan, stop wasting time.
I knew I should have stayed with Madame Rowley. She was such a nice lady and always polite.
The sooner you cross over, the sooner we can get out of here.
Wonderful jewels. They're sure to fetch a really good price. Put them away safely.
Oh no, here we go again. I don't know. This place gets stranger and stranger.
Aladdin? Uncle Sumo! Supper should be ready in a minute.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What am I to do? What am I to say? I've lost her son. And I so wanted that lamp. Madam Dim Sum, I have temporarily misplaced your son. No. I've accidentally lost... No. Madam Dim Sum, your son has disappeared. He was eaten by the fig tree.
Oh, man.